This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Welcome to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Tonight, your presenters are the wonderful Beck.
Hello.
Myself, Adrian, and we've got Dave also in the studio.
G'day, Adrian.
I'd like to thank the last show. Beck, what were they called again? Do you remember them? They were.
I think they're called Stand Up Straight, and they are amazing.
You know who my favourite of Stand Up Straight is?
The what?
Charlie.
You, Beck.
Oh, Charlie.
Beck on. Stop it.
Oh, Charlie.
And,
stop it, Dave.
We've got a great show today where tonight we are talking to the Rainbow family that recently travelled to Canberra to talk to all the Pollies to set them straight about what it's like being a child in a Rainbow family. So I'm really excited to talk to them. Plus, we'll bring up a few other little tits and bits that have been that have been discussed.
It is 8 o'clock.
You must have a different run sheet to me, Adrian.
We'd love to hear from you. If you've got a question, please email us on air at joy. org.au or SMS us 0427 Joy 949. Any questions you might have that you might want to ask us or our guests, we'd love to know. Have I missed anything?
Social media. Twitter is Family Matters 94 and the Facebook is facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy.
We're going to get this party started right now and we'll be right back in a moment. You're on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. I'm David and I'm joined here in the studio with Beck and Adrian. We do have some messages coming in. Tim Casey has messaged in saying, thanks to everyone at Joy for being the voice of our community. You guys are amazing. Thanks for that. Big show tonight, Rainbow Families, and plenty of kids. Are we going to have kids in the studio soon? Is that any...
I'm scared. Oh, I'm scared, Beck, of children.
You look a bit scared, actually.
I am. But, I mean, I'm the perfect person to have on a show about families, but they make me nervous. I don't know what they're doing.
Oh.
I don't know where they're looking. I don't know what they're going to say.
So have you had your shots?
Oh, hope you're what up was to I supposed to have?
Hope you're up to date.
They're all full of germs, Beck. They're coming for
I
you.
Know.
And
should I? Do we have hand sanitizer? I don't know. This is going to be good for me.
You'll be right.
Confront my fears. They look like good kids.
They are great kids in the green room right now.
That'll be good to ease me in.
Eating all the chocolates.
that's right. We do have Callum, Raffy and Maud coming in.
Yeah, that's right.
I've even got cool names. Now, Adrian, obviously I know nothing about children. Again, perfect person to be on this show. And I do like having you here because I can learn some things. Yes. They're basically things I see on my friends' Facebooks that
children.
I don't understand about children.
Oh, my God.
So my question this week is about birthday parties, okay?
Oh,
love
it.
Birthday parties, when I was a kid, you went to McDonald's.
Yes.
You wore a crown. That could be Hungry Jack's. But, you know, you get the drift.
Yes.
You ate a Happy Meal and you went home.
Ice cream cake.
Yeah. Now, this is not the case.
No, it isn't the case anymore these days. And although when I was young in an Italian family, when I grew up, we'd invite our friends over and we'd have pasta and, you know, all that.
Sì, molto bene.
Lasagna.
Yeah, bit different. These days, the competition's on.
It's like
parties.
Baz Luhrmann produced some of these parties, I
see.
Well,
so here's what we've done. Let me run you through. No, so before I had kids, I used to get excited about my birthday parties.
Mm.
So for my birthday party, I hired out the Exchange nightclub. Do you know the Exchange was on
amazing.
That was in whatever road it was, Chapel Commercial Road, and we took out the stage and we had all the dancers and me and a few friends, we did a drag show for like an hour. So I was really into it. Kids came
That's
along
amazing.
Stopped being about me. all about the children.
See, this is why I don't have children. I'm not ready for that.
So let me run you through my themes. The first party, when they turned one, we moved into a new house, and it was a boy and a girl twin. So we did a Hansel and Gretel theme party.
Perfect.
So what we got was we hired a guy who brought a horse trailer full of inflatable balloons for Hansel and Gretel themes and put them in the house. It was fun.
And then did you drop breadcrumbs so the kids could find
them? Were the kids allowed a horse around in that party?
The kids only won. They weren't invited.
Because when they're one, it's not about them, is it?
No, it's not about them. There's lots of champagne being...
I was going to say, I've been to some one-year-old parties and the biggest nights I've had.
but I think it does... You're right, it does get out of control. The kids, you know, they don't really... It really is more about the parents. I would say for the first 4 or 5 years, it's I can honestly realize that it was really more about us. The kids don't care.
Tom and Alice are not those two kids where either you go to the party and you're there for like 45 minutes and then you've got to leave. You're not...
What do you mean?
Kids get a bit grumpy sometimes. And
oh, no.
You've got to take them out of the party?
God, no. No, because you promise them a party bag at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Party bags are still a thing.
Oh, they're still a massive thing. My birthday's coming up and Alice has asked that I have party bags at my adult.
I'm down with that.
Why don't you have party bags at grown-up parties?
Well, I'm a bit worried about what's going to be in those party bags at Adrian's birthday.
So my favourite one was when they turned three, I edited together a little movie of all their favourite songs and clips, and I got the Lonely Goat Herd scene from Sound of Music. I clipped that out. I clipped Michael Jackson's Bad video clip. I clipped the Lion King, my favourite scene where it's Timon and Pumbaa. Oh, and yes. Then I did a Katy Perry film clip for Raw. And I stitched it all together into a 45-minute film. I blacked out all the windows and I put curtain up that I got from Spotlight, red little curtain and fabric.
Cash for comment tonight.
And And I got a popcorn machine. I hired a popcorn machine and I invited around like as many kids as we possibly could. And we all sat around and ate popcorn and watched just really gay videos, to be honest with you.
That's amazing.
That was fun.
It's like kids and gay men perhaps have the same taste.
They do.
It's a very fine line I'm sensing here.
Oh, they loved it. And I played Thelma and Louise. I played Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. They loved it. I played a bit of Bette Davis.
Kids' birthdays have to be all about the cake as well. You can't just have a standard sponge cake these days, can you?
I'm glad you brought it up. So every year we have commissioned the grandparents.
It goes out to tender.
It does. My mum and grandmother on the other side, and together Grandma Jean and Nonna spend months making the kids' cakes.
Is there two cakes or one massive cake?
This year was the first year there was two cakes. I should put photos up on Facebook.
Yeah, do that.
So this year the theme was princesses and superheroes, very heteronormative.
Yes.
And so Alice got one of those cakes where, you know, you get Barbie and you
rip her legs off.
That's the one. Oh.
Shove her in the cake.
So Barbie got her legs amputated at the knee.
But you can't eat Barbie though, can you?
No,
she's just visual.
You know the cake I'm talking about. You get like a bunt or whatever it is, and then you stick
Dolly Varden cake.
It was actually on your last birthday.
Cake, yeah, it was actually.
And then what Thomas got was my mum made a little cake that was like a house, and then she got a Hulk Hogan, the Incredible Hulk.
Hulk Hogan's a wrestler, isn't he?
Different guy.
Showing the
big green guy.
And she slammed him into the cake and put shards of icing around it.
That's amazing. Cakes are great. My favourite book when I was a kid was the Woman's Weekly cake book.
Amazing.
That's
still around. That's in reprint, just so you know. You can still buy it.
You know, I buy it for all my friends that have babies now.
Now, so tell me your favourite birthday party.
Oh.
When you were a kid?
In Adelaide, there used to be this McDonald's restaurant that had an old aeroplane that lived in the McDonald's kind of car park, and that's where they had the birthdays. So you got to go on the aeroplane and they played aeroplane noises.
Oh, wow.
And you sat and ate your Happy Meal they converted it so there was little tables. And it was, you know, I think that was my sixth birthday, so that would have been,
a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
How happy did it make you?
I was so happy.
I'm going to tell you, sometimes it's all you need.
Yep. I was like, packet of chips and a fake plane. I'm good to go.
You're with Beck and Adrian on Family Matters, and of course we've got David here as well.
And the kids are pouring in any moment, so get ready.
Ask us any questions. This is the Rainbow families that went to Canberra to discuss the plebiscite with the pollies up there. What do you want to know from these kids? SMS it through 0427JOY949. Any questions you might have? You're with I keep wanting to say Andy and Adrian. Oh my god! Anyway, that's from the blast from the past. You're with Beck, Dave, and Adrian on Family Matters.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
You're on Family Matters with Dave, Beck, and Adrian. And right now we have in studio the poster rainbow family of Australia of the moment.
The rainbowiest rainbow family.
We've got, should we make some introductions? Do you want to introduce? We've got Mum and, is it, do you go both go by Mum?
No. What? I'm Mama.
Your Mama?
And I'm Mummy.
Yeah, that's fair.
So my name's Sarah, and yes, I'm Mummy to these three.
And I'm Felicity. Hi. And who are you?
I'm Maud.
Hey, Maud. And you've got two brothers.
Yeah. I'm Callum.
Hey, Callum.
I'm Raffy.
Hey, Raffy. Raffy and Callum, how old are you?
10.
Yep.
Which makes you?
Twins.
Awesome. And Maud, how old are you?
Eight.
Which makes you adorable. That's what that makes you. So what I want to know is what happened a couple of weeks ago, Maud? Did I miss something that I might have seen in the news? What happened?
Well, we went to Canberra.
Yeah.
And we went to speak to some politicians at Parliament House.
Really? And what did you want to? What did you want to talk to them about? Can I ask Callum? What did you want to talk to the politicians about?
Well, it was mainly explaining why we didn't want a plebiscite.
Who did you speak to?
Well, we spoke to quite a few people. I can't remember all of them, but the ones I can remember was Kelly O'Dwyer, the Labor Caucus, which was a lot of people.
The Labor Caucus, what is that? Is that like, I don't actually even know what that is.
Oh, God.
Is that like a big group of people?
Yeah.
Oh,
a
really?
A gang of Labor people, I think.
A gang, is it?
Yeah.
It's called a caucus, not a gaggle. And, well, great. And Raffy, what kind of things did you talk about? What kind of things did you bring up?
Well, we kind of...
Did you talk about why you think a plebiscite's a bad idea?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's... Yep.
Tell us why. What did you say? Why
Well, it's pretty much that...
Why don't you help me out, Callum?
It's a bad idea because it might put ads on television that say our family is really, really, really weird or something like that.
Yeah, so stuff like you're wrong, you're not real, we're going to be affected because we don't have a mum and a dad, and that's going to be like horrible for us, and like we're not going to be proper.
Yeah.
And can I ask what sort of things the politicians asked you guys? Did they ask questions? What did they want to know from you, Maud?
It's sort of hard, but
what sort of things did they say to you? Did they ask you how you felt, or?
Yeah, they asked, so what do you think about a plebiscite quite a bit? And I said, well, I think it's a bad idea because it can say hurtful things about our family.
Yeah.
Did you get to talk to the PM? Did anyone?
Nope.
What would you have said to Malk? What would you have said to Malcolm if you had a few moments with him?
I think mainly the speech that I told to many other politicians, which are like, hi, my name's Maud, and, you know, I like all the things that I like.
And did you meet some other kids there as well from other families?
Yes, there was quite a few from Sydney, and there was just like, I think one or two or three from Canberra, and there was plenty from Victoria.
And was that good to meet other kids that had the same sorts of things to say that you did and felt the same way you did?
Yeah, I also, I made a friend with one of them.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's very good. So maybe a question for the olds. You guys, we've been ignoring you. What was your experience of it? What were you hoping to achieve? And why did you kind of go about spending your time, you know, heading up to Canberra? What were you hoping to achieve?
I was very much about the children. So a lot of what the kids said, yeah, they said that they didn't want a plebiscite, but it was really just about introducing themselves. And as Morty said, she explained that she liked dogs and soccer and
drawing
and, you know, it was about making it real. Because as Callum said, when he was talking, he would say, often, you know, people talk about the children. Do you want to explain what you said, Kelly?
Sometimes they talk about us like we're just a figure of their imagination. We're some child, not a real one, just think one that they made up. Like, yeah. They say, think of the children, but really, who are they thinking of? Not us.
Yeah. And do you think, Callum, that it made a difference to the politicians, seeing that you were real people?
I think, yeah, some of them really did, and some of them were just, like, some of them already were on our side. One of them actually said, was crying because he felt really ashamed that we had to do this.
Yeah.
What happened? Someone was crying. What was this about?
He felt bad, I think, about supporting a plebiscite.
No. His name was, he was a lovely Victorian Labor MP called Andrew Giles. And I think he's a member for Scullin. And we took a couple of kids to meet him, and he listened very kindly to their stories and all of them saying, you know, very articulately why a plebiscite would be bad for them, and particularly how they love their rainbow families and they support marriage equality, and telling their own kind of stories. And at the end he did cry most of the time, didn't he? And I think it was mainly because he said, I feel really ashamed and upset that we've got to a point in Australian politics where children are having to say, please don't take this kind of action, go down the plebiscite road, because you need to think about the impact of it on our lives in the playground.
So this is really important, and I'm sure you appreciate it. When you listen to the no argument, when you go to the websites that talk about why they think, you know, we shouldn't have marriage equality, it's all about the kids. It's all about think of the kids. You know, if you do this, you'll be, you know, the state will be condoning motherless or fatherless children, and how could any child be raised in that kind of environment? And so the campaign that you'll see will be really focused around the children. And Callum, like you say, it's kind of like, well, what kids are you talking about? We're the kids that you're actually talking about. We're fine. And so I think it's so important that you've been able to do that, which is wonderful. Yeah.
When you guys got back to school from being in Canberra, what did your friends at school say about what you'd done?
We didn't go.
It was school holidays.
Oh, okay. So you haven't been back yet.
I went for after lunchtime.
Yeah. Oh,
that's on the good. Last day. That's right. What did they do?
They hugged me and I got lifted on the ground with like these high preps just going and my friends just going.
Pretty so they were really happy. And
people had in your grade, had the ink mods in grade 2, and your teacher had texted us to say, we've talked about you all day.
Hey, quick question. Great. Did you meet any other gay politicians, any MPs up there? Did you meet any?
Well, we did, as Callum said, have a really big meeting with a whole lot of ALP politicians, and there were two particular who shared their stories about being in a rainbow family. Can you remember their names? It was Penny Wong and Louise Pratt. And it was
really nice.
Louise Pratt, Penny, what's her story? Is she from a rainbow family?
She sure is.
Oh, is this public knowledge? Can we say it on the radio? What's her story?
So Louise has a child with her ex-partner who's a trans man, and she co-parents currently with some gay men who are her neighbours in Perth, and has another current female partner.
Wow.
So
great.
Both Louise and Penny were amazing in terms of their reception of the children, but also both acknowledging that how hard it is when you are from a rainbow family to think that you have to do this.
Amazing.
And, yeah, they really shared their own experiences. But it was really the kids The kids really were the ones that stole the show, I must say.
Well, we'll hear more from the kids right after this. It's a song for Callum. We are on Family Matters with Maud, Callum, Raffi, and parents Sarah and Felicity on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David, and Beck. Joy 94.9.
Tonight it's David, Beck and myself, Adrian, on Joy 94.9 Family Matters, and we are talking to a rainbow family, 8-year-old Maud and 10-year-old twins Raffi and Callum, and parents Felicity and Sarah, who recently went to Canberra.
Hello. Now, Maud, who is my spirit animal, because we both love Taylor Swift, you told me that you have some friends you wanted to say hello to or who are going to be listening. One friend, who do you need to say hello to?
Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Where's Rose from?
She is from... Australia.
Oh, no, as in, like, where do you know her from? Is she, like, your cousin?
School.
Is she your... Oh, she's from school.
Yeah.
Ah, great. Now, you boys wanted to also do shout-outs?
Okay, I am talking to Dom and James because you are both really, really, really awesome.
Wow, there you go. And, Kelly, anyone you wanted to... I know you. You're going to do a shout-out to your, like, bestie Penny, aren't you?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Hi, Isaac.
Ah, wow. So we've covered that off.
Ba-ba-da.
I've got a question. So what's it like being at school, being in a rainbow family? Have you had to come up against other kids at school that might have opinions about your family? Do you want to talk about that?
I think one time when I was in prep, this boy, Billy, he came up to me and said, "Oh, you've got two mums," and punched me in the stomach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what do you say when people say things like that to you?
Well, I sort of go, well, I've got two mums and I'm different and I'm proud that I'm different because I'm happy, like, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think it's so important for you to tell other kids that and teach other kids that there isn't anything wrong with it.
Hey, I've got a question. So I've got 5-year-old twins that are going to start school next year. So next year they'll start going to school. Is there any, if anyone came up to them and said anything, what advice would you have for them? Does that make sense? So they're about to start school. They're 5. What advice have you got for them?
You could prep. Probably, no.
If you're bullied or if someone is being really mean to you, I think the best thing to do is definitely don't let it rest. Like, tell someone, tell an adult, preferably your parents.
Can I tell you a question? Can I ask a question? So Tom and Alice have two dads. Yeah. All the kids in their class, they just don't care. No one cares. Yeah. It's almost like I thought people would care more and I almost stomp my foot and think, why do people not care more? But
we're special.
Yeah. No one actually cares. I find it interesting that, like, some kids ask questions because they don't know. They're just interested. But most of the time it's actually pretty straightforward. I don't know. Do you find that as well?
Yeah.
It's really the same as pretty much everything else.
Yeah, like I'll say, I have two mums, and then they'll just go, oh, okay, you have two mums, right. And then we'll just continue chatting on about whatever.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's kind of like no big deal because you've grown up with it, right?
Yeah.
And do you think adults care more than kids do?
Possibly, yes. I do think because there's so many, like, politicians who are like, oh, think of the kids, blah, 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 and then, the kids who don't have two mums or two dads, they just don't care, really.
Yeah. And I think, do you think that it's important those kids then tell their mum and dad, oh, it doesn't matter, it's no big deal? That, you know, often parents teach kids things, but there's probably things that the kids can teach their parents.
Yes, I don't know. Sometimes that might be the case, but honestly, I think that the kids could tell the parents, but it's not really vital.
Yeah.
I really think that you probably wouldn't have to do that, but if the parents were being like, oh, no, like,
kids should have a mum and a dad, and the kids can have their own opinion. People, we're Wessel people too, and we can have our own opinions. So I think of that. I think that's
great.
Yeah.
Hey, Raffy, you've been having a coughing fit, you know, just like Hillary Clinton, hey? Pretty good. How's your pneumonia? I hope it's not what it is.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Now, I've got another important question. I've got 5-year-old twins. You boys are 10-year-old twins. Any advice? What do you think about raising twins? What do I need to know that you already know because you're old twins?
Well, you really need to know that you may think that teaching one a lesson will work, but it just makes the other one more eager to break it.
What?
I don't think your mums knew this by the look on their faces.
It seems to what happens with me, for example, like mum said, don't do this to Raffi, and then I pretend I haven't heard and just do it. So.
What?
Whoa.
Which is really annoying, by the way.
Your kids are too smart. Hey, another question for the parents. How else do we amplify the voice of the kids across the nation before this plebiscite? Does that make sense? Like, how else do we get the voices of the kids to be heard by people who have never seen same-sex families? Raffy, what do you think?
Use a microphone.
I like it.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah. The next stage for us, like, it was a really big deal for us to mobilise as many families as we did. We took 21 parents and carers and 27 kids with us aged 10 months to 21 years up to Canberra, and we had a full day of meetings and events, and it was a really big deal for people to consider putting their kids, I guess, on the front line. But we really felt it was important to, as you say, amplify the kids' voices, who just tell it like it is. And you really can't look into the eyes of a 10-year-old and say, no, I think we should fund a $7.5 million plebiscite because, you know, people need to know that they have the right to say, family is wrong. But I think the most important lesson of it was that the kids actually understand. The kids it's not a very complex message to say a plebiscite is a bad idea. The kids understand what equality is, and they just cut to the chase, and that was what was really important. So really the next stage is the ALP have said October the 11th, the first Tuesday of the next sitting week, which is about 2.5 weeks away, is the day they will, if not before, but definitely take to their party room and announce whether they'll block the plebiscite. We have to have them locked in to block it. So any opportunity people have, particularly in the school holidays, to take their kids to their local MP's office, ALP preferably. But, you know, if you're in South Australia, meet with Nick Xenophon. If you're in Victoria, meet with Darren Hinch. If you're in New South Wales, why not go and see David Lionhelm and just give it a go and just say, we're a rainbow family. We think it's a bad idea. This is why. And
so if
that
the clip's
would
make like, it doesn't get up. Are you okay with no plebiscite and having to wait 3 years? What's your personal view on that?
Oh, I think my personal view is that the 3 years question is a bit of a furphy because this government is not a very stable government with their one seat majority. Anything could happen. We're kind of one heart attack away from the next election.
Right,
so
exactly.
In some ways I just think no plebiscite and then just get on with the job of having a free vote in parliament. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Well, look, thank you for coming in. Thank you to Maud Callaghan and Raffy. And thank you for just being yourself, you know. Yeah. Every day that you walk down the corridor and walk down the street and every day that you are just awesome people, you are awesome advocates for your cause and your family. And for someone who has kids just like you, I want to thank you for all the great work that you've done. You're really very special people, so thank you. Thank you for coming in the studio. You're on Joy 94.9. It is Family Matters with Dave Beck and Adrian.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9 just as we clean up the studio and after the kids' mess and clean up that. Adrian's very familiar with that. Now, Joy CEO Tennille said, you know, get back to making great radio, and I think the kids have helped us achieve that tonight.
Should
Adrian,
have.
A question from Fox Mulder.
Yes. So we've had a message come in. Great program. And I wanted to ask a question. We are a gay couple that married in the UK, which counts for nothing here. Sorry about that, mate. But we want to know about adopting children and what is the legality of adoption in Australia, and can gay couples adopt? I'd like to pass to Beck.
Our legal
question.
Eagle.
Oh, I'm not sure you can afford me with that question, Adrian, but...
we need a sound bite in the background. Tick, 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 every 6 minutes.
6 minutes, yeah. Well, I can tell you in Victoria, because it's a state-based legislation, that as of the 1st of September 2016, gay couples can adopt children, which was a massive... change and a really important change. Yeah. And I think part of the Daniel Andrews hashtag love him and his agenda, for want of a better word, to champion, I guess, the rights of LGBTI families.
Yeah, absolutely.
And make more amazing rainbow families like those ones.
I hate to be a negative Nancy, but what are the chances of adoption?
I think that's the problem, is there's not a lot of kids to adopt.
Up for adoption. So maybe foster caring might be the way. A couple of messages have come through. This one from Anon, having said, I find it interesting that the no argument is, what about the children? Well, my son's 17 and he came out when he was 14. So what about my child? What about all the gay children that are seeing the government value their future loves as less than? What about the children? Totally neglects any gay child in that question. Mm. I think that's a really important point.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting, I picked up on what the kids were saying. The politicians, you know, the no campaign has this kind of, oh, what about the kids? But I think you can kind of say, what about the kids in a really positive way after meeting those kids? Yeah. And what about the kids and how amazing they are and how simply they can articulate an issue that so many adults can't get their tiny minds around?
You know, when I think about this, it makes me think of like me saying to you, Beck, what was it like not growing up with two dads?
Yeah.
Like, what was it like?
Was that uncomfortable for you?
Yeah.
Did it make you feel different?
David, you didn't have two mums. What was that like? And that just sounds, obviously, that's a ridiculous question to ask, because you know your world of a mum and a dad, and the whole idea of not having a second dad is ridiculous because you don't know what you don't have. Like, it's just, so the idea of saying, oh, to any of those kids, oh, what was it like not growing up with a dad and only having two mums is like, oh, you know, when I said to them, you know, no one at school really cares. You just go, and they just jumped on that. They were like, yeah, no one cares. It's like, you know.
But I think a lot of the arguments to this, like today, are so manufactured by the No campaign that I don't think there's any like stats behind them, are there?
Well, but I don't know if the word manufactured is right, because in their mind, it's real. So in their head,
yes,
they actually in their head think it's real. It's like, no, I grew up with a mum and a dad, and I don't comprehend how other children can't grow up with a mum and a dad. Well, the way that you can comprehend it is if I say to you, what was it like not growing up with two dads? And you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And it's like, obviously, that's why it doesn't make sense. I keep coming back to this idea of, how do we help these people understand that there's other ways?
I think things like this Rainbow Families Visa are so important, though, because I always think people get lost sometimes when they think it's just an issue, in inverted commas, but it's putting that human face on it. And I think putting the human face of those kids who clearly with their level of intelligence and being articulate have absolutely suffered by not having a mum and a dad. I mean, really.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Now, we did talk earlier about kids' birthday parties.
Yes.
And we would love to hear about the most ridiculous kids' birthday party you've been to or you've heard of. Send them through. We're going to put together a photo very shortly. I just haven't fingered around my phone fast enough to get this photo up on Facebook, but I will.
Fingered. If you do have more ridiculous party stories, you can quickly text in 0427 JOY949 or 0427 569 949.
Here's one that came through saying the most ridiculous children's party I've seen was attended by pink elephants at a mini circus.
Wow. Celebrity pink elephants.
So, where do you even get... I assume the elephants weren't... Maybe they dyed them. Maybe they kind of, you know, bleached them and then got them... But elephants, that's a bit much.
I can't even name a celebrity pink elephant. Can you?
We did Collingwood Children's Farm for their fourth birthday.
Do you want to hear a story?
That sounds like
a story
David
about
top
Collingwood
10 list.
Children's Farm.
No, tell me.
A story from my history. So when I was about 8, we came over from Adelaide to Melbourne, and Anna Michael Dahl loved to show you the big sights. So we went to Collingwood Children's
parents.
Farm. Yeah.
Yes.
And Dahl, previous guest on the show. Already. So we're at Collingwood Children's Farm, and it's this typical like Melbourne kind of day. And I'm standing in front of one of those barn doors where the top open and closes, looking at this cockatoo in a cage. Uh-huh. I was probably talking to it.
Amazing.
All of a sudden, the barn door, this gust of wind comes, the barn door cracks me in the head. Oh, I go forward into the cocky cage, split the whole side of my face down with wire. My dad has to carry me out of Collingwood Children's Farm in the hail with blood pouring out of my head. And then we got home and we were staying with my auntie and uncle, and my mum called my auntie at work and they said, oh, she's in a meeting. And mum goes, I just need to know the name of her doctor. Next thing you know, my auntie was on the phone. What's going on? I had to have a tetanus injection. Every photo for the rest of that holiday, like there's some great photos of me gold panning at Sovereign Hill with this massive scar down my face. So I have a trauma reaction to Collingwood Children's Farm.
I want to know if this is before or after you got stuck in the toilet from the story from
before,
2 weeks ago.
Before that, yeah. I've lived quite the life.
Well, Collingwood, this farm is quite the place to go. Do you know you've got to book a year in advance for a birthday party there? So, yeah, so a year in advance, we were online at 7 a.m. to book because the tickets were sold out by 7:05 for
like
the following.
It's like Lady Gaga or something.
It is. It's like Gaga tickets. A year in advance to get tickets to this place. But anyway, so it was probably.
So is Collingwood Children's Farm the place du jour?
No, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that.
I hear bounce, sure. You know, jump trampolines and...
That's the latest. We're dropping as many names as we can on this show.
We've got a message in about the pink elephant. The party was in Los Angeles, so it starts to make sense now, just to clarify the pink elephant.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense.
That makes perfect sense now.
You're on Joy 94.9 Family Matters with... I'm getting looks here. Have we got a song to go to?
We can. Any requests?
Oh, we got a... Oh,
hi, this is Sheethal, and you're listening to Jimmy and Adam on Rise Up.
I'm so sorry. I actually thought we were going to some traff. That was not my bad.
Maybe we should get the kids back in here to run the show, because I think they'll do a better job than we are right now.
No, honestly, my bad.
Do we really want a song? Well, we can put a song on.
I thought we were going to traff. I don't want to equivocate on air, but I thought we were going to traff or a song. Do we want to?
Let's go to some traff, Adrian. Soft breakfast radio.
Adrian
anymore.
May or may not be back when we return.
I'm going to drop this mic right now. On Joy 94.9.
Family Matters at Joy. Your voice, your radio.
It is the Amateur Hour, also known as Family Matters on Joy 94.9. We're missing Gina, who's here live tweeting and doing all the social media stuff, but we're also missing Michelle. And the reason why Michelle's not in the studio, you wouldn't guess it, but she's actually been nominated for 3 awards. So at the moment, I think she sent a photo in just before. She's just rehearsing some of her thank you speeches to accept all 3 awards. She thinks she's a shoo-in.
More nominations than Meryl Streep.
I know.
So, good on her. She's done a pretty good job there.
I know. Gina's jealous. She's not nominated for the Lesbian of the Year, is it? Being the token lesbian on the show.
I'm jealous I haven't been nominated for the Rookie of the Year.
NAB Rising Star. We love talking about football when Adrian's here.
Adrian for the biggest return to radio award.
Hardly, I don't know.
What could I get?
Since Susie and Dave, or Susie and Kate. We do have a message in here from Jack. It is, can I request some Justin Bieber?
You know what I say to that? Sorry.
Well, I can barely get a song when we want one. Like, as in,
yes.
If the answer is no for us here in the studio, you know, I think we can certainly make it yes for Jack. Although we probably can't. I have a question.
Yes.
We need to make decisions about the children next year going to school. As I discussed, twins, same class or separate class?
Ooh.
And I wanted to throw it out there.
Ooh.
To you for your feedback. And I did actually want to ask Raffy and Callum, but I didn't. So same class or separate class?
I think we put the scenario in that Beck and I are brother and sister.
Yeah, okay.
Would we like to be in the same class?
No, because you'd take the limelight away from me and I wouldn't like it.
I feel like you would grow as a better person as you're away from me. You know, we could be more independent.
You might know a couple of the other kids. So there might be in your class, you know, 2 others that you might know if that you're in separate. But you've never been apart for more than literally your whole life. You've never been apart for more than, I would say, 30 minutes.
Have you asked the kids?
I actually am afraid to ask them because they might that might be a bit upsetting. That's the truth. I'm not sure how to.
And it really is the Tom and Alice show, isn't it? Really? Can you split up that show? I don't know.
I think if I ask Alice, the answer's pretty clear, and she'll be like,
"I want Tom in another school."
That's right. Yeah. Back off, girlfriend.
He's holding me back.
And if I ask Tom, I have a feeling he might have an opinion that's pretty straightforward as well, which is like, I don't want to be away from Alice. So we haven't quite. So any advice that's out there, let us know. I'd love to know what you might think. And we need to follow up with Callum and Raffy to hear what
they'd have some good advice, I reckon. Those kids would know the
drill.
They're
actually at the moment just rehearsing for the new show that will probably start the next grid. They're that good.
Blame them, I know. So anyway, these are the dilemmas. We haven't made a decision. We've got to talk to the school and we'll need to sort this out. SMS here came from Florence saying the best birthday party for kids that they ever went to was at grandma's at the country on the farm with the ponies. That does sound
more horsing around.
It does sound like fun.
A lot of horsing around tonight.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Adrian, you're good at horsing around. You are.
Am I good at horsing?
You've come for breakfast radio.
No, look, I know it has been a difficult transition. And
do you want to talk about it?
Well, it has. It is, and I'm not sure whether anyone actually cares listening to this show. But it has been an interesting transition, not just. If not just this idea of doing a 1 hour show instead of a 3 hour show, but actually getting away from the kids because I'm not usually away from the kids. And so every time we're here, like for example, tonight Ralph's working, we have to get babysitters to come in and like look after the
you
kids.
Just bring him in, just chuck a microphone in.
Will you take care of them in the car on the way home?
I've already got responsibility to teach him how to kick a torpedo when it comes to footy training. I've already committed to that cause.
Can you do that?
I can do that.
That's important. That's an important life skill.
Are we back on football?
We are
back on football.
No,
it's me and Dave, of course, are back on football.
No, that would be good. I would love someone to do that because we don't even own a football.
I want to put it out there to all Rainbow families. I want to run a Rainbow Footy Clinic. What do you reckon?
I'd love that
idea.
Can I help?
A Rainbow Footy Clinic. What is that? How to kick like a gay? Is that
that's our tagline.
That's if you're coaching age.
How to kick like a gay? There's Rainbow football teams though, aren't there? Rugby. There's rugby. Mm-hmm. Is there AFL?
What's the difference between rugby and AFL, Adrian?
Well, one's muscly men and one's cute boys in shorts. Isn't
actually,
that the
that's
difference?
Pretty true.
Yeah, good point. Good
is that
point.
Is that close? There's not a gay AFL team.
No, there's not. No.
Look, I think that's not a bad idea. There is Auskick.
Yes.
So Tom and Alice start Auskick next year.
Oh, do they do it? Both of them? Okay, great.
Previous issue, they've never done anything separate.
Will they be in the same team?
I don't even know what I'm talking about, Dave, to be honest.
What's a team?
Can you take me through Ralph and your... How does this discussion go when you talk about these things? Is it ongoing? Is it...
On what topic? Like
splitting them up into school, different classes? Is it like a board meeting or something?
It's often a caucus? It's often an...
Someone takes minutes.
So we haven't
agenda items.
I'm going to take a leaf out of my sister's book. She has Friday night... she has Friday night meetings with the family, and so they do an agenda that they add to. It's on the fridge, and everyone can write an agenda item, and then on Friday at dinner they review the topics.
Wow!
And they go through the agenda items, and we haven't instigated that yet because the kids aren't quite good at taking minutes. Their shorthand is not quite there yet. But it will be in time. So when it is, I'm sure we'll be doing Friday night meetings.
Something to aim for.
Yeah, we've got more SMSs coming in here. Dave, what have we got?
Keep the kids together in the same class, Adrian. I'm the best friends with my siblings. And if we were closer in age, I would have loved sharing memories like that.
Interesting. Aww. Julian, thank you for that advice. Thank you very much. We'll take that on board. I'm just worried that they won't know how to be separate. But maybe I'm over-worrying. I don't know.
I'm struggling to be separate from you guys for a whole week.
We have had a great show. Thank you for listening to us. We had the Rainbow family who came in and went to Canberra on the show.
And next week, we've got Joe Hurst, the author of The Gender Fairy. And coming up after is The Favourite Bears of the Woods.
And if anyone looks on our Facebook page and thinks that Dave's cute, he's open for dates. So hashtag find Dave a date.
We've got a hashtag on that.
Yeah, we do.
You're on Joy 94.9 Family Matters with Dave Beck and Adrian.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.